Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. That's Stacey King.
The friends of the program are my friends, and they are friends for life.
Afternoons on the Score.
That throw is right on the money to Odunze. Well placed by Williams. Tackle made by Joey Porter Jr. Another first down for the Bears.
That from the first drive of the third quarter by the Bears. A three and out for the Steelers to begin the third quarter. And then Caleb to Rome for 17. That ball a little bit behind him, turned him around, but Rome made a nice play. Then the one you just heard, 14 yards to Rome. Then a five-yarder to DJ Moore with the taunting penalty, but that was complete. Then the screen to DeAndre Swift that we talked about last segment. And then the 25-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore on the free play. Five passes in a row, and that he was 10 for 21 at the half. So what? He was 9 for 14 in the second half and much more accurate. But Anthony Herron, listen to this. Expected points added. So EPA per drop back in terms of passing, okay? From the first half to the second half, this comes from Deontay Lee of The Ringer on Twitter yesterday. Chicago jumps from 18th to 8 from the first half to the second half. In rushing success rate, Chicago jumps from 16th in the first half to 1st in the second half. If you feel like you're seeing offensive adjustments from your head coach that make them come out of the locker room anew, you are correct by the numbers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And to be able to have that as the result for this squad, to have young players still figuring out whether or not they're capable of true success in the NFL, to have veterans who maybe been other spots who say, all right, this new guy, this first-year head coach Ben Johnson, this supposed offensive wizard, when you're seeing the tangible evidence of results, then everyone buys in that much more. That speaks to the culture, another data point of culture we're talking about there, where you come out of the locker room and you feel like you're going to have an edge on the other team, that your staff is going to find ways to continue putting you in situations for success once you step back out there. To step out of the locker room with confidence
in
the second half, that matters. That means something if you believe your coaching staff is actually going to give you the upper hand, John Doe style from seven, on the opponent when you get back onto the field. That belief ends up meaning something.
John Doe has the upper hand. John Doe
has the upper hand.
I know. But yeah, how about at the beginning? They got a plus point differential in the first quarter of what? Plus 32? JJ Watt was talking about that. We know
I believe
that.
It is now, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're great in the first quarter in terms of points. And Caleb's QBR is really good in the first quarter. So, yeah, you're seeing it. And then on defense, listen to Kevin Byard talking about Dennis Allen adjusting to the injuries that we saw on the defense yesterday.
How did you think D.A. adjusted to, you know, missing some of these starters on defense? What do you think all for you guys?
Yeah, you know, obviously we had a lot more DBs out there, the able bodies that we had. And like you said, I think it was pretty good. There's always things we can be better at, but I'm just proud of the guys being able to finish those last two drives on defense, getting the 3 and 9, I think, before, and then obviously getting the stop at the end of the game. So just super happy the way we were able to finish this time around.
Man, you look at this snap count. There are so many defensive backs that played more than 10 snaps. Elijah Hicks was out there for 16 snaps. You know, Tyreek only played 12, so there were all kinds of dudes filling in. McLeod had the 57 snaps. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was out there 90% of the time, so they were almost always in the nickel. We've talked a lot about the linebackers because, you know, DeMarco Jackson played 100% of the snaps, and but Ruben Hippolyte left after only 13, so Amen Ogbon Gamija with 42 snaps, 58% of them, but like, there were so many dudes out there. D.A. did a crazy good job of adjusting, didn't he?
He did. I loved what he did with the linebacker depth and utilizing the secondary in the ways that he did. And some of it is just unavoidable. And the good thing about modern football is that you're going to be in sub-packages pretty frequently anyway. And sub-packages meaning when you're not in your traditional defense where you got your down linemen and several linebackers on the field, perhaps more so anticipating run than pass.
Yeah.
When you get into the sub-packages, nickel and dime, where you have more defensive backs on the field, more personnel capable of defending the pass than the run, then you put the opponent in a position where they know schematically there's a chance to try and attack that. The Steelers, the Arthur Smith version of the Steelers, has not been any kind of run-first outfit anyway. And so for Pittsburgh's offense, in some ways it played into the Bears' hands because as opposed to trying to run downhill at the Bears, they utilized a lot of short, quick pass game and having – honestly, I thought the offense was going to adjust. When we found out that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to play in the game, and I'm on there with Luke Kanellis and Cassie Carlson, Tina Wynn, we get the news live in real time while we're in the middle of doing Bears Game Day Live, so we're reacting. My first reaction was, Mason Rudolph likes to throw the deep ball. Mason Rudolph, at this point in his football journey, has a bigger arm than Aaron Rodgers. Look for the deep shot to DK Metcalf. The game is going to have more verticality to it. They're going to go some hard play action, and they're going to try to run the ball at this Bears defense because the Bears defense has been spotty against the run throughout the season anyway.
Yeah.
And then also, now you're going to have the potential here to try and attack in a way that Aaron Rodgers' precision and time to throw and what he does in getting the rock out of his hands, the offense is going to look different now. But it didn't.
It did
Rudolph
not.
Threw that early pick on the vertical pass, on the fade route, and they said, you know what? We're going to do the Aaron Rodgers thing. We don't want to expose you to interceptions, Mason Rudolph. So they just tried to dink and dunk and everything lateral, and they were having some success with it. But as opposed to just coming off busting the Bears defense in the nose, they put the Bears defense in a position to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And so for smallish linebackers who didn't consistently fit blocks against the run downhill with force, they actually really played into their hands because now they can just watch the ball get snapped and run sideways. Sometimes they got out leveraged to the edge. Sometimes they didn't. DBs on the field works out perfectly for them. The most physical game Nashawn Wright has had in what I believe is a Pro Bowl season that he's put together here, but he's setting the edge. He's the force-contained player. He's getting tackles. Steelers played right into Dennis Allen's hands,
yeah,
and he had the defenders in a position to succeed.
Hey, man, before the fourth and six, when Brisker broke up the pass by getting up in the air, it was Nashawn who tackled DK Metcalf on third, yep, and eight to make them eat clock and have to go hurriedly to that fourth and six. Mm-hmm. So to your point, Nashawn played physical, and he might have been able to pick off that one on fourth down too.
Yeah.
I heard Olin talking about it this morning after looking at the tape. He's like, you know what? I think Nashawn might have had that one. Let's go to the phone lines. Gina is in Midlothian, and Gina has been waiting patiently. Appreciate it. You're on 670 The Score with Spiegs and Ann Heron. What's going on?
Well, good afternoon. Hey, I just wanted to say that I am a season ticket holder, 24 years in running now, haven't missed a single game. Thank you very much. And it is absolutely wonderful to come home after every game this year, with the exception of the Vikings, of course, and be happy and to know that there's positivity out there, that normally this time of the year we're talking about, oh, geez, who do we got to get rid of? Oh, who are we going to draft next year? Oh, what's going to go on? Blah, blah, blah. We're already talking about next year. This year, every single game matters, and we're going to matter till the end of the season and beyond. So it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling, and I want it to continue for the next 10-plus years, if not more.
God bless you, Gina. I mean, that's it. That's it.
Hadn't missed a game, and what did she say? How many years had she missed?
24.
A game? Man, that's an impressive feat.
She's seen some stuff.
Some really horrendous teams.
Yeah.
Some really dysfunctional adults. As opposed to the caller before was praising the functional adults. Seen a lot of dysfunctional ones around these parts. This is Chris in Lockport on The Score. What's up, Chris? Good afternoon.
Hey guys. I just wanted to bring up that obviously the Bears got the Eagles on Friday, and the Bears are 8-3. That's a new feeling. I've never really felt this before, aside from 2018. But I think that the Eagles are going to lose on Friday. I'm so certain that the Bears will win this game.
Ooh.
They, of course, they're going to win on a field goal or in the last seconds of the game.
That's how they roll.
Because that's the Bears, but I do believe that the Eagles are the worst 8-3 team in the NFL. I do believe that, and the Bears will whoop them on Friday.
Whoop them! It went from a field goal to a whooping. That's different, sir. Those are two very different kinds of wins and results. I'm trying to see the other 8-3 teams. The Colts, the Steelers, are the Eagles worse than the Colts as an 8-3 team? He's got the Eagles, the Bears. He's got the Eagles worse than the Bears and the Seahawks. I don't believe that the Eagles are worse than the Seahawks.
It does fascinate me, the conversation about the defending Super Bowl champions at 8-3, because I don't think there's a lot of that out there. Like, all right, the Eagles win ugly, but there's not a lot of doubt about Philly as far as just their record. It's one of the better records in football. But they've certainly earned the benefit of the doubt because they have a Super Bowl MVP QB. They got a bunch of guys who won a championship together last year and have been to multiple Super Bowls here in recent seasons. And it's an organization that we're just accustomed to them winning,
yeah,
anyway. So there's a benefit of the doubt baked into it in a way that the Bears don't benefit from.
For
I
sure.
Mean, the Chiefs are what, 5-5 or 5-6 now or something like that?
Well, they just
they're
got
still
that's a first big Chiefs win for all these different games. They just jumped to 6-5 with that overtime
win, yeah,
over the Colts yesterday. But no, you're right. The Eagles get that benefit of the doubt. I don't know how they did. I mean, I was watching and I don't know how they lost that thing. They're up 21-0. And that two late fumbles, one from Saquon, one from the punt returner, like both damage them. But, we'll see. We've got time to preview that one. Look, top of the hour.
So we're not turning the page yet.
Not yet. It's a good point. We got to decide when we're doing that this week.
Right.
On a 3-day work week. I think we do it tomorrow. To your point.
Ooh.
And you get to be part of Page Turn. Look at you, young
turn
fella.
The page.
Congratulations. You can sing it. Karaoke. As long as I say it right.
Karaoke.
Yeah, no, you're the official karaoke pronouncer.
You,
yeah,
you got there.
Nah, it's all you, man.
Amen. Agbang Bamiga.
Agbang Bamiga. I keep wanting to give him a J. Agbang Bamiga.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.